I might just quickly mention that we did record the sessions at men's retreat. That's what we were at, men's retreat. I spoke three times there, and we recorded those. So when Ken gets back and gets time, those will be downloaded. Hopefully everything worked. Downloaded on the website in your bulletin. It's listed under my email there. And you can go and you can pick up, for our visitors, you can go up and listen to my messages from time to time if you want to. And you can want to. These weren't male-specific lessons. These were very generic and very applicable to, you know what I'm saying, to anybody if you would like to listen to them. They do go a little bit longer than my normal message, but and here I don't have much time left. I better shut up and get going. My wife said, don't you, oh God, we can waste so much time. I'm an old man. I can waste time. I was reminded this week, my office rehab is finished. And I got my books back up on my new bookcases. And I have 3 4-foot wide bookcases that I put together and made into kind of a built-in looking bookcase. One of those, 4 foot wide, one shelf, I noticed was almost all Bibles. The whole shelf. In fact, I'm pretty sure I could fill that whole shelf with just Bibles. Many of them are mine, different translations, different Bibles through the years, different things. Some of them, I don't know why they're there, but my kids, some of my kids' first Bibles and stuff are there. There's all kinds. Probably some that shouldn't be there, but there they are. Why have so many Bibles? I can only read one at a time. You know, this one's special. Here I digress. This one I just about only bring here to this pulpit. This is my preaching Bible. I didn't even take it to Lutana. It just stays here at this church. Well, no, it stays in my home, but this is my preaching Bible. It was a special gift from the Shepherd's Conference. But again, I digress. I have a Bible. I bring different Bibles to Bible study, to classes. I mean, different translations, all that thing, all those, that thought process. I use many of them, but I don't need them. I don't need all the translations. It's handy sometimes. It's nice. And throw everything out the window. A lot of times I just go on my computer and bring up my Bible on the computer, and I just use that because I can maneuver around so quickly. It's amazing. But you know, there's a lot of places, a lot of people that don't have that. And there's people in our country that don't have a Bible. There's no excuse for it, probably. If you know somebody that doesn't have a Bible, we've got some new Bibles in the library, probably, that we would give to anybody. It doesn't matter. I believe the Word of God is extremely important. I'm going to talk about that today. We live in a world that has many issues. And we live in a time period in which God is working through the church to do His work and to do His ministry and to do His will. And the church, God's tool, has its problems and its issues as well. One of them is that many churches are not adhering, are not accepting, are not teaching, are not focusing from the truths that come from the Word of God. They're kind of throwing it out the window. And I have some extreme problems with that. Now, I understand that there are many people groups, and we read the letter from Jason. He's involved heavily in translation. How can you have a Bible, and how can you read it, how can you study it, if it doesn't exist? Many people groups do not have the Word of God. And that's one of the main things that Jason is doing, and in more of an administrating part now, helping others to accomplish that. Email from Visions Beyond Borders, just a short quip. From a closed Asian country, we had the opportunity to minister to a tribe in a closed Southeast Asia country. This tribe has not had a Bible, so I assume that they've been a viable church in the last 30 years. And that's not 100% true, because the pastor had one Bible. Of all this church, all these people, they had one Bible that was given 15 years ago. So probably the first 15 years, they didn't even have the Bible. They were so excited to receive a Bible for each person, and even more for distribution. That's amazing. When I've got a whole shelf full of Bibles, I have access to many, many different ones. Why are we in the Western culture, why are we having a tendency to throw it out the window? Part of my push behind this is that I watched a video by Ken Ham talking about this topic of how the authority of Scripture is being pushed to the side. My question, I have many questions, but my major question is, if we do not have an authority, if we do not have a Word of God, the Word of God, that can lay down for us the truths of God, then what are we going to do? What are we going to teach from? What are we going to live from? What are we going to live by? How are we going to approach God in the way that we should if we do not have the message of Jesus Christ and accept it as God's message to us, and that we need Jesus and what Jesus did for us? What if we don't have the Word of God to tell us that in the beginning God created, and accept that as truth? And I know we battle that in the form of education and stuff involving evolution and all that comes down the pike and is being taught and being pushed out there. We have the Word of God that tells us exactly what happened. Well, a few details have been left out. I admit that. But if you accept the Word of God as being the Word of God, then we have so many answers to what's going on. Ken Ham, one of the things that he said, that in the first 11 chapters of Genesis, we have many of the basic doctrines of the Christian faith contained within those first 11 chapters. It's a great study just to see them and to see the application. But I'm here to reemphasize again the importance and the truth of the Word of God. And if there is a place that some say that... One pastor said this. He said, where science and the Word of God differ, we have to follow science. And that's somebody, that actually you might know who it is, that is from the evangelical side of things, not a liberal church. Why? Why would you say that? Why would you believe that? And I struggle with that. But I digress just a little bit here, that the importance is so important to me, and I hope it is to you, to hold on to the truth of God. If you start tearing out some pages, where do you start and where do you stop? What is relevant and real and what is not? And I can't do that. Because in doing that, in my understanding of doing that, I am becoming the decider of what is right and wrong. I am becoming, as Satan tempted Eve in the garden, I am becoming the God of my life, making that decision of what is right and what is wrong and what is relevant and what is irrelevant, what is truth and what is a lie. And that is wrong. Think with me a moment and turn in your Bibles, if you have them, to 2 Timothy chapter 3. So very, very much widely used in regard to the inspiration of the Scripture and the belief that this is the Word of God. And let me just talk from there for a moment to recertify, reemphasize that this word is so important to us. If I cease to believe that this is the word of God, I will cease to preach. To me, there's no relevance anymore in standing up here in front of you guys. So, I'm going to die, or you're going to run me off, or I'm going to become incapable, but I don't believe I'll ever cease to believe that this is the Word of God. Verse 15 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. The relevance of Scripture, Paul writes to Timothy, his young child in the faith. And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. There's the number one important aspect of the Word of God. It is what is able, through its wisdom, through its understanding, through its teaching, as it did in Timothy's life, to bring him to a place of salvation. A place of understanding that he needed Jesus Christ. Nobody, we read in Romans chapter 10 at the beginning, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Nobody gets saved without faith, and nobody can find that faith without God's working in their life, but without the word of God. There is no truth that relates to the salvation message, so to speak. Maybe I'm pushing the bounds a little far here, but it is the basic truth of salvation and where it comes from. It gives us wisdom and understanding, and it is from the Word of God that it is says here that Timothy has come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. It is very important for us to understand the Word of God, to understand the relevance of the Word of God. If I go to another country and try to minister to a remote tribal village without the Word of God, what am I there for? What am I going to do? And unless I had specific gift of tongue in the language of that people, I'd have to learn the language. I'd have to learn in such a way as that I could translate the Bible into their language, or somebody could translate the Bible into their language so that they could have the Word of God. Why does Jason has he spent years and years, and is he still spending years and years working to translate the Word of God? Because it's important. And it is the wisdom that through the wisdom of those, that Scripture, that brings salvation to some tribe that is so different from you and me, the people group that is so different, but but still needs Jesus Christ for their salvation. So it brings to them salvation. It brings to us, and has brought to us, I believe, at least for the most part, salvation. It is also profitable. All Scripture, verse 16, is inspired by God and profitable. There's so much that the Word of God does for you, for me. It is profitable in so many different ways. Relationships, my attitude and my perception of life, how I live my life, where I'm going from here. I preached on, if you want to know what the topics for my men's retreat lessons were, it was number one, where did we come from? Number two, why am I here for? And number three, what's next? Where am I going from here? Those are pretty important questions that I believe that we need to answer in our lives. Scripture is profitable to tell us that, to give us those answers. I'm doing a short version here, and it doesn't matter if it's the short version or not. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, so that we can learn, so that we can be taught. It's not man's word that we're teaching, it's God's word. For reproof. Sometimes we need to be, as I so eloquently sometimes say, we need to be hit alongside the head with a 2x4. Because we're headed in the wrong direction and we're not understanding truth as we ought to be understanding it. The Word of God is essential to do that. What will, if you get off course in your life, if you think back to the classic Pilgrim's Progress, when he got off course, what is essential in his life? What was essential to bring him back? It was the Word of God. It was truth that would bring him back. That's what will bring you back. For reproof, for correction, kind of the same vein, same thought, train thought. For training in righteousness. How should I live my life? We're often thought of as a bunch of do's and, well, not so much do's, but a bunch of don'ts people. Don't do this. I don't smoke and I don't chew and I don't go with girls that do. It's an old saying from way back when I was a kid. A lot of don'ts. Christians don't do this and they don't do that. Well, I admit there's things I don't do for my well-being, for my benefit as a Christian, and even as a human being sometimes. But it tells me what I should do, how I should live my life, what should be evidence within my life, my relationship with Jesus Christ. Fruit. We talked about fruit last week. The vine and the branches. And God prunes us so that we will even bear more fruit. Fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. All those things. For training in righteousness. So that the man of God may be equipped for every good work to do and to accomplish what God wants us to do in this life, in this world. The Word of God is essential. And I don't have, at least I don't have the smarts to pick and choose what should go and what should stay. And so I'm just going to stick with it all. And I believe that it's here for us to be profitable, to give us salvation, to lead us to salvation, and then to become profitable within our Christian life, to do in our life, to teach us, to lead us, to show us through the Spirit of God what He wants to do within our lives. We should not take the Word of God for granted. You know, could the time ever come that you and I would not have the availability of the Word of God? There's so many copies out there. Could Satan get rid of a vast majority of them in our country? I'm not saying it's impossible. I've hid some of it in my heart. I've forgotten some of it. But I've hid a lot in my heart that I got, and they can't take it away from me. When my mind goes, okay, it's gone. I was visiting with Daniel Iverson yesterday. His dad, pastor at Winnet, has been there forever. Ranched and pastored forever. And he's 85, I think. He's 20 years older than I am. And Daniel said his mind is still sharp. And he's still preaching. He's got Joel Oderman there as an assistant. And Joel is now preaching two Sundays. But those two Sundays that he's preaching in Winnet, David is going to Sand Springs and preaching there. It's just letting him only preach once a Sunday instead of twice a Sunday. Amazing. I would pray that God would allow my mind to be sharp. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But as long as my mind is sharp, I want to be able to understand and be able to teach the Word of God, whether from the pulpit or just in one-on-one situations of life, and not ever take it for granted. And if it is taken away from us, that it would still be, I think I can have a few hid somewhere or something, or at least what's in my heart. At least that's mine. So often in the church today, there's showmanship, promotion. It turns into a hard sell business, hype, sensationalism. Having the numbers is important, but it's not. Knowing the truth, believing the truth, living the truth, and that only comes through the Word of God. One of the goals of the church should be to clearly and rightly teach the Word of God. No garbage necessary. The truth as it comes from God and from His Word. Let us always be willing and able, and from time to time maybe even actually do it, recommit our allegiance to the Word of God and always put it out front within our lives to maintain it as God's Word. And if it is God's Word, that it is what we need to follow. It is the truth. It is what we find, how we find Jesus. It is how we govern our lives. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for these moments. And there is a tremendous amount, and more time can be spent. But a basic reminder. I don't believe for most people it's anything new, but it is a reminder of the validity and the truth and the importance of the Word of God. In a world that denies truth, let us hold fast to the truth of your Word. In Jesus' name, amen.